This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, the best of lunchtime radio, is in full swing. If you just tuned in, welcome to it. Welcome to the Friday edition of the best of lunchtime radio, the Capricorn Adventure, right? It is time, man, for the best motoring experience segment. And you know what that means. Today, we're diving into Buckies, focusing on the Isuzu D-Max X Rider, a beloved choice among South Africans. Our motoring journalist, Prashowen Naidu, will unveil his insights on the Isuzu and, of course, share a valuable motoring tip and present a smooth and soulful hot jam of the week. I've got him on the line right now. Good afternoon, Prashowen. Welcome back.
Hey, good afternoon, Making Fresh. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, man, it's good to have you back again. I think we need to just jump right into it. Are you well, though, Prashowen?
I'm good in yourself, King Bash. How are you doing?
I'm good. I mean, you know, I'm excited about this because you've had, you know, your fair share of experiences with Buckies, right? And can you maybe enlighten us on how this compares to the rest of the pack?
You know, the Isuzu D-Max X-Ride is quite a simple, easygoing Bucky. It's quite a friendly chap, you know. I have to say that, you know, we all know as Africans it has that value and that robustness of its engine. And we love that Bucky in a sense. And I have to say, with the likes of its, you know, competitors it's facing, it has the Ford Ranger and its radar, Toyota Hilux, Nissan Navara, Volkswagen Amarok, and just a few others to name. Is also, I believe it's Mitsubishi Triton, which is quite outdated. I haven't seen it on the roads, and along with the Peugeot Landtrek. But I think it has that style. It's eye-catching. Price is quite well. Ours is priced at 740,000 Rand, but you can pay for the 640,000 Rand version for the 4x2 version. And I think it has a lot of that curb appeal for that car.
All right. And I mean, let's speak about the aesthetics. What features accompany the X Rider?
You know, at first glance, it looks quite gorgeous. It has that, you know, captivating attention to detail, so to say. Every aspect exudes curb appeal. I do take note of the vibrant red Isuzu badges galore, the two-tone color front bumper and sleek LED headlamps. And it has these big, chunky, you know, all-terrain tires wrapped in these 18-inch gorgeous diamond-cut alloy wheels. It looks quite gorgeous, and you'll take note as well, just to know you're quite special in your Ford. Ford. It has X-Rider badges galore.
All right. Let's talk about the driving experience, because I'm more interested on that as well.
So, you know, the drive, it's powered by a, you know, strong 1.9-liter turbocharged four-cylinder diesel engine, which gives about 110 kilowatts and 350 newton meters of torque. And, you know, I think it has enough pulling power for the everyday, you know, occasional urban setting driving, and it's just perfect off-road. And, you know, sometimes it does tend to be a bit jiggly on unfavorable conditions, but off-roading is where it shines the most. And, you know, I have to take note as well, the cabin is quite well insulated. Although the only sound is the diesel engine, which I must admit I like, some may not. And, yeah, that's just to sum up what this car has to offer.
All right. And cabin-wise, could you say it's a tech-laden setup, you know?
Not really. It's quite an old soul, to say the least, but it has that nice simplistic nature to it, with a bit of sophistication, you know, easy infotainment screen to use, and just the design of the car overall, the aspects of it, like I like the striking, you know, red accents on the dashboard. You could take note as well on the gear lever, floor mats, and just all around touch leather seats with the lovely leather-wrapped steering wheel. It's quite a old school but simple buggy, and I quite like that. And beyond the aesthetics, it does come with a few, you know, features that one would like, you know, the simplicity is like a 6-speaker sound system, multifunctional steering wheel, cruise control, manual air conditioning, rear parking sensors galore, and just stability control, hill start assist, and yeah, that's a few to name the few. And the X-Rider does stand out from its, you know, D-Max derivatives. It's exciting, it's vibrant, and it has that flavor.
Oh, okay. Let's speak about the gas pressure, and everything is going up. How are we looking on the fuel side?
I was impressed, taking Bash, to say the least. I was quite, you know, stunned with the car and its performance this week, because I've driven a few Buckies, and, I mean, you know, when you see the tank drain a lot, you just think your heart just sinks to your stomach. And when I was driving this car, it achieved about 10 liters per 100 kilometers in a simple cruising of urban settings. And, you know, I noticed the tank, it struggled to go down this week of testing. I was thoroughly impressed with that, and it just kept a good, you know, left a good impression on my mind.
Amazing, amazing. I can hear, you know, that you are very, very impressed, you know, about this ex-rider. So, can you, as Prashowen Naidu, envision yourself owning one of these bad boys?
You know, I think every bucky has their problems or, you know, pros and cons. And I think this is quite a good all-rounder. I think I used to, you know, say Hop and say Ford Ranger was lovely. And it's good bucky in the Ford Ranger, but the Isuzu D-Max X-Rider, it really proved me wrong. I had some preconceived ideas, and I think, you know, it's an old soul, but it has that flavor. I think I would choose that over the Ranger any day.
All right. And before I let you go, Prashowen, I mean, do you think, I remember back in the day, my dad used to own an Isuzu, right? Do you think in terms of price, are we looking at it could be one of the cheapest, I don't want to use the word cheapest, but more affordable comparing to, you know, your Rangers, your Toyotas, your Hiluxes? Could we say this is one of the entry levels that we can afford?
I think, you know, affording-wise, I think it's priced at 640,000 rand convention. And I think when you're looking at the Rangers, you know, the Ford Ranger has 30 different, you know, model variants to choose from their stable. So I think, you know, you would have to, as a buyer, I think it's best to go test drive all the buckies in the segment and see which one fits that flavor and that budget. And I think, you know, the D-Max is notoriously known for that reliability and that engine, and also they do hold their value pretty well.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about the Ranger in terms of the long-term value, because we've seen previously the previous generation for the Ranger didn't hold its value as well. So, you know, we have to really play our cards when it comes to buying a bucky.
Yeah, no, most definitely. All right, and as we wind down, let's share a motoring tip and a sizzling hot jam of the week.
All right, thank you so much, Kingbash. So, take it easy around the corners. Adjusting your speed based on road conditions is crucial. Be sure to maintain control and traction by turning corners at a safe pace. Avoid braking hard while turning into a corner with too much speed to prevent tire strain on your tires and possibly losing control on slippery road conditions. Driving slow around corners enhances safety and reduces the risk of hard braking accidents. And ending off with AKA Prada.
Oh, yes, Prashowen, thank you so much. Do have a great weekend. I really appreciate the time that you always, you know, give to us.
Nah, thank you so much, Compassion. Appreciate you and all for the listeners. Have a blessed weekend, everybody.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.